We are doing a study on the Holy Spirit that might take, I don't know, 2-3 weeks or whatever. But I wanted to continue that from last week where we welcomed the Holy Spirit into our lives. And I'm going to use for my scripture text for this teaching out of Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 11, I believe. Yeah, 1 through 11. And it's the promise of the Holy Spirit. Now, Dr. Luke had wrote the book of Acts, so he starts out, "Dear Theophilus, in my first book I told you everything Jesus began to do and teach until the day he ascended to heaven after giving his chosen apostles further instructions from the Holy Spirit. During the 40 days after his crucifixion, he appeared to the apostles from time to time and proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive. On these occasions, he talked to them about the kingdom of God. In one of these meetings, he was eating a meal with them, and he told them, 'Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you what he promised. Remember, I have told you about this before. John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.'" And then we had the ascension. "When the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, 'Lord, are you going to free Israel now or restore our kingdom?' Red Letter Edition says, 'The Father sets those dates,' he replied, 'and they are not for me to tell you now. But when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you will receive power, and you will tell people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.' It was not long after he said this that he was taken up into the sky while they were watching, and he disappeared into a cloud. And as they were straining their eyes to see him, two white-robed men suddenly stood there among them. They said, 'Men of Galilee, why are you standing here staring at the sky? Jesus had been taken away from you into heaven, and someday, just as you saw him go, he will return.' May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word."